Hey team, are you ready for a sneaky Saturday pick-me-up? Because I've got one for you.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey everyone, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast for a sneaky Saturday edition, a little weekend pick-me-up. Now, yesterday, I launched the Design Your Life program, and we've had some good interest in that already. And so thank you for those people that have jumped on board and been willing to give that a go. Now, I talked about yesterday being willing to get uncomfortable, being willing to put in the physical, mental, and emotional sweat equity. In other words, do the work in order to achieve what you want to achieve. And I also talked about the fact that nothing that any of us have achieved has ever been comfortable. Not the big things. We've had to get uncomfortable at some point. Maybe as we become better at it, of course, we've got some life experience in that thing. Of course, we become better at it. Then it becomes a little bit easier. But initially, we've got to be willing to get uncomfortable. And that's the idea behind the Design Your Life program. Now, I found an audio piece from Andy Frisella. And look, I love Andy's work. He's a little bit over the top with language and stuff for me typically. And that's just because that's how I am. I'm not a prude, but I just like to articulate myself differently. But Andy Frisella, he wouldn't care about my opinion. He's a very successful man, built a massive supplements company, turned it into a multi-million dollar company. So he's a guy that's got real lived experiences. And I found this audio piece, which was perfect for what we talked about yesterday, which is that ability to be uncomfortable and be willing to get yourself uncomfortable and the fact you've only ever achieved things when you're uncomfortable. So I'm going to play that piece for you next because it just ties into everything we're doing and talking about at the moment. But before I get to that, just a very quick rundown again of the Design Your Life program. Again, there'll be another link in the bio, of the episode description of this. There'll be a link. And then you can get on over to the Building Better Humans Project Instagrams. You can get over to Glenn Azar Instagrams. You can get over to buildingbetterhumansproject.com.au and look for the online program tab, and you'll be able to go in through there. So there's plenty of ways for you to find that program. If you get lost with all of that, let me spoon feed you. Glenn@glennazar.com, and I'll get back to you, Glenn with two N's, of course. Now, the program is designed, again, so that it drip feeds to you, so that it makes you go through a lot of things that you need to understand yourself, then understand what you want, and then understand how you're going to get it. So it's not just a goal-setting program. In fact, we go through goal-setting not until week 9. So there's a fair process, there's a fair foundation you build before you start to put the building on top. Okay, and we're building that foundation, and we're not shortcutting this process because we're not looking for easy options. And that's really important for you to understand. And then there's a Facebook group that's attached to that, which will get sent out to you so that you can join that Facebook group once everyone's in there. That's our place to have conversations. Of course, you can do that inside the Building Better Humans Project Facebook group as well, but we're going to have one specifically for people doing the Design Your Life program, and it doesn't matter whether you do it now or in a year's time. It's an evergreen program. So you might do the program now. You might get some really good benefits. 6 months' time, someone stumbles across a podcast, hears about the program, jumps on it, and then you're able to offer them some advice. Because as we say, when the tide rises, all ships rise. That's what we're about. We're about rising the tide. We're about bringing people on the journey with us. You do this program, and the people around you are going to benefit indirectly without even doing the program. It's going to be the best investment you can make. Now, there's a couple of ways of doing the program, or I should say paying for the program. You can pay up front, one fee, low fee, and you'll get the program for 12 months. It's a 12-week program, so it fits in nicely. Plenty of time to finish it. Hopefully, you do it in the 12 weeks. The other option is to pay a little bit extra, and then you will get access to the program for life. So it's a lifetime access. And then the third one is you can make 3 monthly payments. Now, again, if you go into the coupon code and put in BBHP, so for Building Better Humans Project, BBHP, in capitals, then that will give you a 25% discount off any of those options, but only until the end of October. So you need to jump on that one as soon as possible so you can get started. Here's my idea. When we're leading into the end of the year, particularly now, it's sort of mid-October is coming and then November, and we start to have Christmas parties and it's been a tough year, a tough 2 years. People have been getting beaten up, etc. You know, just through the whole, not just COVID, but the whole economic environment, the whole news media, the negativity that we're seeing, we're beaten up a little bit. And so what can happen is we can just kind of meander into the end of the year. It's kind of like the tank's on empty and we're just kind of trying to roll into the pit stop. We'll refuel over Christmas and we'll come back out and we'll start hard again next year. What if you could refuel now? What if you could start to put good stuff in now? What if you could start to build momentum to run you into the end of the year so that when January comes, you're 2 months down the track of this design your life, you're 2 months down the track of building this new, a better, stronger, fitter, faster, more, you know, robust version of you? What if you could do that, that by the time January comes around, you are not only recovered because you've had your Christmas holidays, you are mentally, physically, emotionally fired up? What if you could do that? And that's what I think the Design Your Life program is going to do for you. So get on over to the link in the bio or in the show notes and make sure that you jump on that. I'd love to share this journey with you. And right now, I'm going to share this piece from Andy Frisella.
I want you to think about something real quick. Tell me one thing in your life that is great that came as a result of being comfortable. Because everywhere I look and everywhere I see in today's society, everybody's doing everything they can to be more comfortable, right? They're looking for the more convenience. They're looking for the quicker. They're looking for the faster. And see, there's opportunity in that for those of you that want to get better. Because I'm going to tell you right now, all the great things in my life, all the great things in other high achievers' lives, all the reasons that these successful people that you look up to, that you aspire to be like, are the way they are, have all come from a place of being uncomfortable. That's just a fact, okay? So understand that when you're trying to avoid the pain, when you're trying to avoid the struggle, when you're trying to avoid the hard things in life, you are actively choosing to be average. You are actively choosing to be mediocre, and you are actively choosing to move further away from what you want in life, because that hardship and that pain and that struggle and that frustration, they give you the skills that will forge you into a motherfucking champion. All right, so remember that shit when you try to take the easy route. The easy route never pays well. The only route in life that pays well is the hard route, the struggle, the pain, the frustration, and the overcoming of those things. And not only do they pay, they fulfill you as well. Because it shows the people around you. It shows your kids. It shows your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your community, what is possible. And there's nobility in that.
You have to learn to become aware of the two voices that you have and everybody has in their head. One is the bitch voice, right? That's the voice that talks you out of all the things that you know you should do. And then you have the boss voice. Like, the boss voice is the voice that says, hey, motherfucker, why don't you get your fat ass up off the couch and go for a fucking walk, right? It knows what you should do, and it tells you what you should do. And then there's this, then there's you in the middle, and you're arguing over this, all right? But I'm going to teach you the production pivot trick, which is very simple and will lead to dramatically different outcome in your life at a very small increments of time. So it works like this. It's real simple. Your bitch voice says to you, oh man, you know, you've had a long day, you worked really hard today, you know, you could take today off and pick it back up tomorrow, dude, and you'll be good, right? That's the bitch voice. The production pivot is you intercepting that data that's going on in your brain and stopping it right where it is, and then using it as a trigger to actually get up and do the thing that this is telling you not to do. Meaning, if it's telling you to not work out, then what you should do is you should flip it right away and then go do some sort of workout. Now, do you have to go run a marathon? No. But if you get up and you went for a 20-minute or 30-minute walk where you normally would have done nothing, think of what's going to happen over the course of time and what your life will look like even after 1 year of doing this, okay? So learning what a production pivot is and learning how to utilize your own thoughts to trigger productive action is one of the biggest competitive advantages you could ever develop in life. Look, man, it is really simple, okay? And this is the hardest part for people to understand. Your friends that you think are your homies right now are gonna be the people that are likely gonna pull you off course, okay? And you know why? Because they're not on the same path that you're on. This is something that most people can never get over. And this is why most people are most people and why most people never achieve the things that they want to achieve, because they are too uncomfortable sticking to their own game, to their own plan, and going on their own journey and not listening to Joe and Steve and Mary from the old neighborhood who are still stuck in that old way of thinking, in that old way of living. And guess what? That's not me judging them. There's nothing wrong with that. They're content. They're probably happy. Okay. Just because they don't want to go make $1 billion or lose 100 pounds or create this awesome, fulfilling existence that, by the way, is worth all the effort to do. Just because they don't want to do that doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. It just means that your nature and their nature are not aligned anymore. That doesn't mean you can't be friends with them. It doesn't mean you can't have a dinner with them. But what it does mean is that you're going to have to get real fucking comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they want to go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, okay? This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old motherfuckers pulling them off the game plan. That's the bottom line, all right? So if you want to win, whether it's this year or next year or fucking ever, you're going to have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan. And it's okay to see these people. You don't have to say, hey, fuck you, because you're not with me. You're either with me or against me. That's not true. The truth is, let people be happy and put the time into making yourself happy. That's what we're going for here, okay? People have different natures. Not everybody's meant to be a billionaire. Not everybody's meant to be a perfect human specimen physically. Not everybody's meant to be spiritually, you know, woke, okay? So stop worrying about other motherfuckers and worry about yourself. You'll be a lot fucking happier. The real problem, which, by the way, no one ever talks about, is that everywhere we look at society, we celebrate victimhood. We are no longer celebrating people who put in the work. We are no longer celebrating people who overcome. Instead, we are celebrating people who have the saddest story. Instead, we are talking about and competing for the attention about who suffered the most. Well, let me tell you something, guys. You can compete for that your entire life and nobody's going to bring you a motherfucking thing except a couple likes and a couple bullshit comments that people don't mean. The real winners are still and always will be the people who aren't immune from obstacles, but instead see obstacles as an opportunity to get better. They see this as the path to winning, and they are right. They will always be right. And no matter how much we try to soften the world down for everybody to feel like a fucking winner, not everybody will be. The only people that are going to win are going to be the people who recognize the opportunity to improve when they get punched in the fucking face, which happens to all of us. So if that's you, if you're sitting there at home and you're posting sad story after sad story after sad story, realize that that's all you're ever going to fucking have. And I would suggest that instead of seeing life through the perspective of who's going to be the biggest winner of the losers, start being who's going to be the biggest winner. There's nobility in that. There is nobility in overcoming hardship. There is nobility in overcoming obstacles. There's nobility in creating a story that other people are inspired by. There's nobility in fucking dominating. You know why? Because it shows people, the people who are coming after you in this life, what's possible. It shows people who are coming after you in this life what they can achieve. And that isn't something that sounds good. That's our obligation. Our obligation to this planet is to make people behind us better.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.